This is 7AD. Now, the Burnie City Council have released the draft plan for their new cultural centre, and you can check it out online now. Here's Deputy Mayor Giovanna Simpson. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I've got some mock-up photos, architectural designs sitting in front of me. Looks very nice.
Oh, it is absolutely beautiful. We have been waiting for this. We got this vision back in 2021, which doesn't sound that long ago, really, but we developed the new vision, and we just want something really artistic and you know, incredibly cultural for Burnie. So really excited to see the end result of what it will hopefully look like.
Very modern design, but I think its beauty is in its simplicity with lots of open space as well.
Yeah, that's right. And open spaces is what it's all about. And we just want a multifaceted hub that's going to bring together the art and museum exhibitions, you know, everything from performing arts, events, functions and so forth. So we just want everything to be under one roof. But having that open plan and lots of light space is really what we're after. And, you know, I think people are going to come to Burnie to come and see this amazing building that's going to be all ours.
Yeah, and there's actually some retail space as well.
Yeah, there is, and a cafe, so, you know, it's really going to be something special. And I think it's more about, I mean, we're calling it the cultural hub because we just want that Burnie community and others, you know, on the northwest to learn about Burnie's heritage. So much to see, and, you know, a couple of years back last year we had to close the art gallery, and that created a little bit of a stir, of course, in the community, but we had a vision, and this is the vision, and, make things more amazing than what they were before.
Yeah, and I guess using Devonport as an example with that Parranapple Arts Centre and also the Hive at Ulverston, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You build it, they will come.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the Parranapple Centre and the Hive, so, and you're absolutely right. I go to Devonport many times for events at the Parranapple Centre. Or the theatre there. So I think it's really good that people now along the coast will be able to go to other communities and attend these things. So you're absolutely right. Build it, they will come. And that's exactly what we're doing. And we've got some community consultation periods, but we've got all those details and all the times for those sessions on our website as well, just at burnie.tas.gov.au. You'll find all those details there too. So definitely worth having a look. And heading onto the website as well, Darren, is a really good idea. If you can't get in there in person.
Yeah, get on the website, burnie.tas.gov.au, and have a look at the draft plan. And if you've got any suggestions, go along to one of the pop-up sessions or send an email or whatever. Public consultation is until, what, the end of October?
End of October, yeah. And then people have got time to do that. And, you know, we really want community's ideas. That's what it's all about. We need to have a community involved. And the video that they've displayed, the 3D walkthrough, is just sensational. I don't know if you've seen that yet, Darren.
No, I haven't.
It's just fantastic. It's like an actual walkthrough, the whole architectural design, and it's absolutely incredible. It just gives us an open space. We've got a courtyard in the centre, which I guess is a little bit of the heart, if you like, of a cultural centre, and that will be closed in. Absolutely sensational. So I really want people to have a look through the walkthrough of the architectural design, check out the plans in more detail. As I said, there will be those community sessions. Have a look. We just really want people to have their opinion and come and see what we're building, because although we have that little bit of a downfall, there's a reason behind our madness. and this is it.
All right, very good. burnie.tas.gov.au, have a look there. You know, springtime's usually when everything happens around Burnie. Now, are you still continuing on with the Burnie Shines Festival or...?
No, we're not doing the Burnie Shines Festival, but we're hoping that might come back in the next year or so, because we have so many events in Burnie during October. We've got, this weekend, we've got the Wilmot Street markets, so that's happening for the first time this Saturday. We've also got the Emu Valley Rhododendron Garden Spring Festival, so that's happening this Saturday. And, of course, we've got the Straight Link Burnie Ken on Sunday.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to still, you know, run the type of event where Burnie Shines, because October is one of our busiest months. So hopefully we get an event organisation on board and we start that again next year.
Did you say the Burnie Ten's this Sunday?
It is.
Crikey.
It's this Sunday.
Wow.
The Straight Link Burnie Ten. So I am ready, Darren. I've got the sand shoes out and I'm pinking it up from the McGrath Foundation's Pink Up Your Town initiative. So you won't miss me. I'm really looking forward to that. There's going to be so many people. in Burnie this weekend. It's going to be crazy. Good luck getting a part.
Oh, look, you can hardly miss G because she's usually the loudest person in the room, or in this case, on the road for the Burnie 10.
I really am. I spend so much time talking when I'm walking the Burnie 10 that I forget that, you know, we're being timed. But it's all about having fun and getting out there. And, of course, it is Australia's premier road race. So it's really, we've got people coming from all over Australia and to go in this, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, well, indeed. And lucky you reminded me that it's this Sunday, so I'll have to arrange an interview with the people from Burnie 10 to tell us more. All right, listen, thanks for having a yarn. And once again, if you want to have a look at the new Cultural Centre draft architectural plans and have your say, go to burnie.tas.gov.au. You can have a look there, and you can also see the times when they're having pop-up Q&A sessions to find out what people think. Thanks a lot, G.
My pleasure. Thanks, Darren.